This holiday season, so much of what we buy is mass-produced, from ornaments to gingerbread houses to wreaths you'll find at most Christmas tree lots. Well, reporter Aaron Mendelson brings us this postcard from a farm in the Santa Cruz Mountains that makes Christmas wreaths the old-fashioned way.
On a chilly December morning at Patchen, California Christmas Tree Farm, Marina Johnson leans over the wreath she's working on. She holds it up.
This is bay leaf and olive branches with rosemary and lavender.
And you call this the herb wreath?
Yeah. Usually people buy this and use the herbs for cooking.
She layers one herb on top of another. She then uses a machine that clamps the arrangement into place. This herb wreath is one of several that Johnson makes. She uses plants from the farm here. There's a Mondale pine for pine cones, a lavender garden, and holly plants. She lives on the farm with her fiancé, Jim Beck, next to an old mountain road. Beck is an inventor who decided that the rural life suited him, so he bought this farm. The couple give me a tour, and halfway through, Johnson just stops in front of a pale green, bristly tree.
I just saw a beautiful tree for my wreath. Look at that. Silver. What kind of tree is that?
Cedar deodora.
If you touch it once, you might change your mind about making wreaths from it.
No, that will look gorgeous in a wreath.
Johnson came here from Sweden in the 60s. She's been making wreaths ever since she met Beck in 2005. About 25 wreaths that first year. This year, she's made more than 400. Each one takes about a half hour to put together.
I have cut so many wreaths this Christmas season, so my elbow is hurting.
Wreaths are becoming a bigger part of their business here. They still sell more trees than wreaths. But Beck thinks that could change in the next few years. He says empty nesters are ditching their Christmas trees in favor of wreaths, while young people in the city want to decorate for the holidays.
Definitely. And I live in a really small apartment, so I wanted to get something that felt Christmassy without taking up too much space. So
Erica Delgado drove down from San Francisco to buy a wreath with pine cones, holly, and a red bow. The farm is quiet this morning, 1,600 feet up in the mountains. Christmas trees dot the bright green hillside. This area was once the town of Patchen. A road from San Jose to Santa Cruz passed through here, and a town grew up around it.
There were several houses, a hotel, and a store, and a post office.
Jim Beck is the unofficial historian of this ghost town. He's the kind of guy who thinks it would have been fun out here for the homesteaders, at least when the grizzly bears stayed away. Beck says Patchen died out when Highway 17 came through. He now owns most of the land where the town once stood. That's where Patchen, California Christmas Tree Farm stands today, where Marina Johnson makes her wreaths. Beck says that the atmosphere up here is part of the appeal.
People, for whatever reason, like to have a plastic tree. It's very convenient, but they don't want to miss out entirely on the smell that comes with the forest, that forest aroma, you know, that comes with the foliage.
And these wreaths, he says, make a good substitute. For the California Report, I'm Aaron Mendelson in the Santa Cruz Mountains.